the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. It's Friday after the show. This is the post-show, pre-show. That's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah.
Huh, how about that? So, yeah, we're done with today's show. I'm about to leave and go to Las Vegas to do stand-up. Which, by the way, Vegas and Fresno this weekend. And I'll be in Pittsburgh and Charlottesville, Virginia next week. So, I'm back. I'm glad to be back at it. The first part of the year, I just didn't go. I didn't work.
Oh.
Mostly because you can't promote something. I didn't want to cross-promote the Raging Idiots and the comedy shows. That got confusing.
Okay.
So, there had to be a window of when I wasn't doing anything. I was miserable. You know why? Because I don't have anything to do on the weekends. I don't have a system built in for when I'm home on the weekends. So when the weekends come, there's nothing to do.
Makes sense.
Like I don't have friends that go.
I mean, I guess, yeah, that makes me feel bad because, I mean, we're all your friends.
But you have systems built in for your weekends.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody does. Okay, Lunchbox goes to cherry picking blossom festivals. And
yeah.
Amy's doing stuff with kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad to be back out on the road. So Amy dropped her phone this morning before the show started.
Yep, I did.
And she walked in and was not upset about it, but she said, hey, check this out. And I looked at it and I said, huh. She goes, yeah, it just happened. Yeah, Lunchbox.
Can I just say, she had I don't know what Amy's thinking.
Yeah,
she has that nice phone in her bag with her computer and a glass jar full of smoothie.
It was my green smoothie that's the culprit.
So you know you don't have a case on it, but you still drop the bag on the floor like playing.
Acting like I purposefully dropped it.
I accidentally
dropped my bag on the floor and the green smoothie jar that was sitting on top of my phone in the bag, which normally wouldn't be an issue.
Why would you put those next to each other, glass and glass?
Didn't mean to. I just threw my phone in the bag, the glass and the glass.
You didn't mean to do a lot of it.
I know. The whole thing was, you know, you guys, there's this funny thing called an accident.
Yeah. What about the case on the phone, though?
Yeah. I just hadn't gotten one yet.
Oh.
It was on my list. And Morgan number two was telling me I needed one so bad. And I was like, yeah. And even when I dropped the bag, I looked at Morgan number two and I said, Morgan number two, just dropped my bag. I don't have a case on my phone. Let's see what happens. And I pull it out and it's literally the entire screen is cracked. And I was like, oh, funny joke, Morgan number two.
Well, she comes in and she had written an 8 on the wall because we write how good we're feeling before the show.
Yeah.
Just saves time of us having to figure each other out.
Right.
And I said, you should probably change that. She goes, no, I'm okay. But then you did kind of snap at me just a
when?
Bit this morning. At one point, she got.
Oh, because I thought you were trying to tell me I was late. And I'm like, no.
No, I wasn't.
Because I forgot about the board, and I thought you were eyeballing the clock. Because the clock and the board were right next to each other, and I was like, oh, no, I've been here.
No, I was like, hey, don't forget to write on the board how you feel. That way we don't have to have a discussion about it.
Yeah, but.
That's how y'all started?
His eyeballs were saying.
Oh, now I'm getting eyeball shame.
His eyeballs were saying.
You know, one of my eyes doesn't work,
pack
right?
Pack your ball. Pack your balls.
Yeah.
Pack your balls.
And go home.
Well.
Oh, whatever.
Amy, you did a good job staying on that 8, though.
Thank
for the most
you.
Part.
What?
Yeah, you really did, especially for your phone. And I really thought you just dropped your bag on purpose. Like, oh, you were just sitting on the ground. Like, okay.
No, I was putting it on my chair arm and it missed. Go figure.
What's that cost to get it fixed?
Morgan told me like $1 million.
$1 million? Really?
Wow. I just get a new phone.
I think I'm going to need
a house.
To. Houses, I'd buy a Maybe house, a new boat. Car.
Yeah. Unless somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows how to fix iPhone screens.
They have stores that just do that.
Yeah. Apparently this new one is...
Morgan number two, what... What do 24-year-olds care about? What's the deal with the phone?
I'm pretty sure, because she just changed over to the iPhone X, and I'm pretty sure those screens run about $1,000.
Oh, yeah, right. That's more than
true.
The phone.
There's no way.
I'm 99% sure. They told me
this is the iPhone X.
When I was in the store getting mine, they told me that I had to protect it because it
Google
basically
it.
Hey, destroys
it. $279 to replace the screen.
That's still a lot, $279.
That's so ridiculously $279. Dollars
I was
that I would
about
not
bucks.
Yeah. Need to spend on that.
It's way less than $1,000.
Yeah.
But the thing
about
it.
24 is on no crap.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Morgan number two.
The phone is like an HD phone, so it could just not be the screen. With these phones now, they're wrapped around, so they may have to replace more than just the screen.
Oh, it's definitely cracked on
when the screen
edges,
breaks.
But
is the problem.
I know me, and it's just probably not going to get fixed. Like, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Do you have Apple Care?
Nah, probably not. They probably were like, would you like Apple Care with that? And I was like, nope.
It's only $29 with Apple Care.
A month?
No. Just
if you would like Apple Care.
Oh, then maybe I got that. I could see me saying yes to that.
Yeah. You know what Amy's been watching? Are you still watching The Office? Or did you just start and stop?
Well, I've started, yes, and it's really good, but El Chapo got in the mix of that. But
he went to The Office?
Oh, wow.
El Chapo's in an episode?
I missed that one.
So here's the thing with The Office. Like, I guess I would see it on reruns on TV, but never in order. So what I'm doing with The Office, and it's going to take some time, is I'm watching it from season one, episode one, all the way.
Yeah, I did that. First of all, it's my favorite show.
Yeah.
But and I that's why I did it in real life, it's and then I did favorite. It again. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did it for me.
I did it, well, because you did the March bracket. You did bracketology, but for your TV shows. Uh-huh. And The Office won,
yeah,
right? So that's when I started it. And
and there are 20-minute episodes.
Right, so you can get through them. And I had no idea. Sometimes Michael Scott was touching on some super sensitive stuff back in... I wonder if some of that would get away with being on air today.
Well, you can even look at some of the stuff they talked about in the 70s, 80s. No. I mean, culture changes. Yeah. And some things they talk about were like, oh, that's not a big deal at all. Like, like Ellen saying she's gay on TV. That was huge then.
True, it wouldn't be
a big deal now.
Right.
But there were also things they were doing that was over the line then that you would go, well, we wouldn't do that now.
Now in Supergirl, there's a girl kissing a girl, and my daughter's like, what? And I'm like having to talk to her about it because she had never seen that. And it's in Supergirl. And I was like, okay, this is Supergirl.
Amy FaceTimed me yesterday with her daughter. And because her daughter's birthday's coming up.
Yeah, April 25th.
And so her daughter got confused that her birthday was my birthday. She's like, my birthday's in 3 days.
Yeah,
and
so
it's like,
she's
no,
like,
that's Bobby.
Bobby's birthday. Funny. She's like, ugh, because she keeps talking about her birthday. She's never really had a birthday party for her, and then Bobby doesn't really want a birthday party. I'm like, well, why don't we just have a joint
party?
Dude,
let's just blow it out for Amy's daughter. Bottle service. Yeah, yeah.
Turn down for what?
Dancers.
Bottles of Fanta.
Yeah.
That's what she likes, but it's not allowed.
What?
She hasn't had, oh my goodness. Under my roof, she has not had soda since she stepped foot on American soil.
The Fantas are the best.
No, we don't need that in our lives, Eddie. But you know where she had Coke? Yesterday,
probably with your husband.
At no, he hasn't. He's done lemonade. I don't allow that either, but he does. And the school served pizza and Coke at a party before spring break. And she came home and she walked through the door. She goes, "Mom," and I go, "What?" She has a big smile on her face. She goes, "I had Coca-Cola today," and I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
But under your roof,
thanks a lot,
no,
school.
Under her roof, no
I mean,
soda.
She was like, and I chugged it.
I miss like, soda.
Me too.
Me
Man,
too.
I would drink once or twice a year. I'll get a glass of Coke at a restaurant if it's a really nice dinner. It's so that burn just takes you back. It's just like, oh.
I know, me too. And I drank Coke as a kid and then got addicted to Diet Coke as an adult. And I know what it took me to get off of that. And that's why I try to protect my kids from that, is because I saw as an adult what it did to me. I mean, I went through withdrawals.
Yeah, anything you give your body a lot of, you have to pull off. Yeah, it's tough. Mm-hmm. Like Coke is so good, though. Yeah.
Dude, once in a while, I get that, the grape Fanta or the orange Fanta, mm-hmm. and I'll drink so much of it, and my stomach will hurt forever.
Yeah, but you're like, Amy, why don't you give it to your daughter?
Because it's so good.
Well, Eddie, that's why.
Well, if they don't know about it, they don't know what they're missing. I would compare that to me and drugs. I don't know what drugs, how good those would make you feel if they do.
True.
So I don't mess with them because I don't even want to be like, ooh, how about that? Because I'll just eat all the drugs. Because you eat them all, right? Is that how it works?
Yes. Yeah, so
but I learned from, if you really listen to that song, I Took a Pill in Ibiza.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
Mike Posner.
Hey, it's Mike Posner.
You just said that it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just was like, God, you know, I mean, I don't know how many drugs he was doing or whatever, but he just makes it seem like that life is just so miserable. It's like awesome, but then not.
Yeah, I've really never heard too many great stories about drugs, really.
Well, I've heard great stories about the first time or party time,
okay.
But never about people being addicted to them. It's always, I wish I would have never.
Right.
The long term of it's never positive. No one goes, man, one of the best decisions I made 7 years ago was taking drugs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There are people going, man, I was so wiped out that it was a really great party. But it's if it rolls past that, it's when it gets bad news.
I don't get that.
Even
I was
further,
so wiped out, it was awesome.
Even further in the song, he talks about girls and not being like he hooking up with them or whatever, but not being able to allow himself to get on that. I thought of Bobby, why I was breaking this song down the other day, I don't know. But he's just like not in a good place. Like he wouldn't allow himself to be in a relationship. Like he wouldn't take it to the next level. So girls would just kind of wake up and go. And then he, at the end of the day, he just seemed really lonely. He's like, this life isn't as cool as it seems.
That sounds fun. I don't even have the girl's part that makes me lonely. That doesn't even happen. It's just lonely.
Where is Mike Posner anyways, you know?
He's in Ibiza. I don't know. He came to the studio with Jake Owen once.
Dude, that was a great interview.
That.
But he really didn't pop on the air much, did he?
Just no, he sat on the couch.
For a little bit.
No, he just came like, hey, man, we're going to sit over here on the couch.
And he had a little pad with him, and he was just writing like songs or poems or something.
Yeah, we met Mike Posner back in the day. We were on Kiss FM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Wichita. Maybe you didn't go to that. Lunchbox and I did.
We went. Mike Posner.
He's Posner. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice day. Okay, today's show about to start. What did we learn today on today's show?
Hold, please.
Anything you want to pass along?
Oh, that every jewel on my crown, you better believe I earned it.
So Ray Lynn comes in. You won't hear that song because obviously we can't play music.
Yeah.
And obviously because we never do, not because you know the legal rules. Remember we had that whole conversation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You won't get to hear perform live, but go to bobbybones.com and watch that. But she came in. Lunchbox, anything from today?
I learned that Amy broke her phone, and she stayed in a good mood. And just to give you an update, Mike Posner, I don't know where he's at. He's been tweeting, but he has a new album coming. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't say where he's exactly at right now.
Nice plug, dude.
Boy. Okay.
What did you learn?
I watched the Roseanne. I talk about Roseanne coming up.
Oh, that's right.
And I watched it, it's on my Insta story, too, me watching it.
No, but did we teach you anything?
It's never about... Sometimes I teach myself stuff. You know, I talk out loud, and I go, wow, that's a good point.
Like, wow, nothing Bobby, from my so pile.
Oh, you learned about my make out in Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, there's one part of the show where... And again, let me recommend the Bobby cast from Jillian Jacqueline. It's there are two parts. And in part two, she talks about meeting a monk.
Oh, that's crazy.
There's a monk in Thailand just walking. She doesn't know this monk.
This monk came up to me, and he was like... had this cell phone. He was talking to someone on the phone and he handed it to me. And this woman, she was like, he handed you the phone because he knows you can speak English. Our English teacher just broke her leg. Do you want to teach English at our school? I'm not kidding. And I was like, sure.
So you can hear that. She's quite interesting. She has really good music too.
Come on in.
Jillian Jacqueline on the Bobby cast. You know who's coming to the house next week?
Who?
I can't announce it on the real radio show yet, but who's going to hear?
No, yeah,
If you're listening to this, you're a hardcore, and we appreciate it. That's why we do this extra, because this part doesn't go on the radio, but Al Dean's coming to the house.
Really?
Yeah, to do a Bobby cast.
Dang, dude.
I love that.
I'm going to tell you something about this Bobby cast.
What?
Like, people come to this show because we're about the only thing left that can move the needle. Like, our listeners are so hardcore. If our listeners like something, they'll go buy it. And we have a big audience. But that Bobby cast has become cool to people, like, to come do. It was only cool to me ever. I was like, I'm gonna bring artists up, right? I was like, this would be cool for me. I want to learn about these artists, what's in their mind. But now we can't even book this thing because it's so far backed up. People begging to get in.
I'm glad you got me back in episode 10.
Well, you can come on whenever you want. But Al Dean's coming.
That's cool. And you know,
and I'm having to juggle big artists because it's never about the big artists.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to get deeper with the big artists. But Al Dean's coming. Kimberly Schlappman's coming soon.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is Al Dean your biggest artist on there?
No,
yet?
Stapleton is. Dirks, Marin.
Oh, yeah, you have a lot. Okay.
Yeah, he has.
Marin was the one that popped the cherry of artists coming in.
Yeah, because they were songwriters before that.
Because I was like, no artists ever. And she was like, come on, let me on the Bobby cast. She was actually the first person that thought it was cool before anybody else thought it was cool. So I have to give her credit because then other people started going, oh, Marin's coming in.
Oh.
And then once Stapleton's like, yeah, I'm in. I want to do this. Everyone's like, oh, Stapleton to do it. But Karen Fairchild's done a good one.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But it is kind of weird because they come to my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that part's always a little bit weird because nobody comes to my house.
Do they stick around for a little bit afterwards?
Depends.
Usually we're so tired afterward.
Gotta go.
I mean, it's an hour on microphone.
Yeah. A lot of talking.
It's like you have to stay focused for hours. I'm pretty beat. The longest conversation afterward was with Brandon from Lanco. We probably talked for an hour afterward.
It's a good dude.
We just were talking just about music, and it just rolled over. That one, Tom Douglas and I talked for a while, who wrote House. Do you know House About Me?
Yeah.
And then he did some stuff with Lady A, and I'll Run to You, stuff like that. But anyway, that's all. People come to the house, and it's weird. And then we would walk upstairs in this extra room.
They're walking upstairs. They're like, where are we going?
I'm always wondering, too, like, are they going to bring anybody? And the coolest people don't.
And if they do bring people, do they stay down in the...
No, they sit on the couch.
They sit on the couch.
But hardly anybody brings anyone. Who's the last person to bring someone?
Maybe John Oates?
John Oates, maybe. And that was like 30 episodes ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who did he bring? Like a publicist?
Yes, because
he's a John Oates.
Well, and he also isn't in the format. Yeah. But again, if you're in somebody's house, that's weird.
Yeah, they're trusting
it's weird
you.
For me in my house.
Yeah.
But I'm about to get a new studio and in the next couple months, hopefully build it up and not be so, you know. We open up all the windows so it doesn't seem as creepy. Like, right? Like we open the window.
You put music in there.
Yeah, we have a big, it's a whole thing. But we still have awful equipment. Okay, well, let's get going here today on the big show. In the show, anything else, guys?
No,
that's about it.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll happen at the end of the show.
Right.
All right. And here we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Woo. So, people still wishing us happy birthday. Hello, Cindy in Florida.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning.
How y'all doing?
We're good. What's up with you?
Oh, I just called to say happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I just love your personality. And Amy also has one, too, whether you think so or not.
Wait, why would I not think Amy has a personality? What kind of question?
Well, you were just down.
Now, listen, and what I was saying was she got mad at me for no reason yesterday.
No, you got re-irritated.
No. I bet her blood type is...
Cindy, I'm done with this call. I'm tired of this. Everybody's ganging up on me all the time.
Ooh, I have a personality.
Oh, no. If I weren't married, I would hunt you down and make you marry me.
Dang.
Oh.
Whoa. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm back. You got me. I'm back.
Girl.
I'm back here. Well, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go, Shorty.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I just started listening to your show not too long ago. And I know when I'm driving down the road, people think I'm crazy because I'm laughing to myself. There's no one in the car. And I'm over here just laughing. And they're probably thinking, this woman is crazy.
Something about me says you're doing that even when you're not listening to the show.
Hey, I am crazy, but I love it.
Hey, where do you live in Florida?
I live in Lake City,
north of
Gainesville.
Yeah, I used to summer there.
Oh, yeah?
No, I never summered anywhere in my life. I just usually hear that on TV, so I say that sometimes.
Listen, if you summered here, it's going to be at the river somewhere because there's nowhere else to go.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
Hey, I'm a call girl.
Hmm.
Okay.
I like you answer the phones.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the kind you're probably thinking.
All right. So what do you do for a living?
I actually work for a call center.
Yeah. And if I call, for what product do you answer the phones for?
I'm TurboTax.
So if I call and go, I'm having a problem with TurboTax, what do you say?
Well, what can I help you with, sir?
Well, I keep getting this error message on my screen. Apparently, I'm doing it right.
Well, let's see what we can do for you.
Wow, I'm in. Yeah,
look at you. Do you mind sharing your screen with me, sir?
Oh, so then you take over their screen?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever see things you shouldn't see on their screen?
No, all we can see is their TurboTax prep. I can't even see them.
Oh.
I'm like, dang, I want to see what he looks like. He sounds hot.
Man.
Oh, you just might be my favorite call.
Cindy, you are quite the treat. I got to be honest with you.
You should call back.
Well, you guys have a great day.
Okay, we will now.
Celebrate, and I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to see my grandchildren and bring them home with me for the weekend.
Well, congratulations. I hope that's awesome.
See, I could make you a grandpa instantly.
Dang.
Wow.
Hard.
I don't even have kids. So that'd be quite the jump.
You can skip all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would be yours, and we would just have a grand old time.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 26 and 32.
Your kids are my age, basically.
That's okay. I'll be your cute cougar.
Okay. All right, Cindy.
And you would enjoy it.
Cindy the cougar. Hey, save our number.
Yes, please call Cindy the cougar.
I have your number.
No, I want to save your number so we can call you back sometimes. Is that okay?
Okay, you do that.
All right. Bye. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on. Okay. Well, and away we go on Friday.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Oh, got you a good one here for Friday. ICU to rapper Fetty Wap. You know what Fetty Wap is, Anne?
Yes.
What song is he singing, you know?
I do.
He just returned to his hometown of Peterson, New Jersey, to give away grocery store gift cards to help people in his community with their Easter holiday dinners. He handed out gift cards to hundreds of people that stretched all around the block at the local Price Right. The gift card giveaway was not his first act of charity in his hometown. In November, he gave away 500 turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Betty Wop showing up. I love it.
Every hour, we're going to play the song in his honor.
Okay.
Yeah. Betty Wop, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. Under Armour revealed a data breach. It affected their popular MyFitnessPal app. 150 million people were affected. They got your email addresses, your username, so definitely change your password. In airline news, the landing gear on a Delta plane caught fire shortly after landing in Atlanta. The brakes locked up. Luckily, everybody is okay. And finally, in sports, March Madness, the Final Four is this weekend. Games get underway on Saturday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. Lunchbox is known for his epic nap taking. By the way, he took a nap during our award ceremony the other day.
He sure did.
Yeah, where they're getting a real prestigious award. We're all dressed in suits and ties. And I look over and Lunchbox is just asleep at the table.
Eyes shut.
And I start elbowing people like, hey, get a load of this. And he's just out.
I know, and the minute we tried to get video, he woke up.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that. But he does have an announcement to make since he is Mr. Epic Nap Taker. Yeah, did you guys know about this?
No.
Oh, get the press release machine ready.
What is it?
Yeah, go Lunchbox, go ahead.
I took my napping to an epic level. 4 hours, 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah!
Wow. It's like a night's sleep for some people.
I mean, how amazing is that? I didn't set an alarm, and I just let my body go, and it was amazing. I never realized I could go as far as I did, and I pushed myself, and 4 hours and 15 minutes of solid nap time.
That's amazing.
That's
right,
great,
in
man.
The middle
That's
of the
amazing
afternoon.
To me. Wow. So did you... Did you get the proper amount of sleep the night before?
I think I did. I just didn't I didn't get a nap the day before. So, and maybe the stress of a baby coming, all that on top of each other, just and let my body go. My body needed it. And your body will tell you when to get up. It'll rest for as long as it needs, and then it'll wake up. And my body said 4 hours and 15 minutes a day is where you need to go.
Like, speaking of babies, you sleep like a newborn.
Yes.
Like, all the time, and then he eats his little work, goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
So you're going to have something in common with your baby when it comes out.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever the baby's ready to sleep, I'll be ready to sleep. I promise.
Well, that's what most parents do. They sleep when their babies sleep, right?
Yeah, but he sleeps all the time.
Yeah, he might outsleep the baby.
You have to be good at sleep. Hopefully my baby inherits that from me. Is that right? Inherits? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I want it to be a sleeper. Hopefully it sleeps through the night and I just get all the sleep I can. Oh, I love sleep. Yeah.
Baby Box Update.
Anything going on?
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. That baby is the size of a bell pepper.
What?
Bell pepper?
Which? A bell pepper?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's green, yellow, or red, but I think they're all about the same size. But yeah. But it's the size of a bell pepper right now. And this is the craziest thing. The ears are now in the right spot. They won't move anymore. They don't start right there on the side of your head. They move there. Wow. That is so weird.
It's weird that you know so much about this.
And the baby is now yawning and can hiccup. Yeah! How about that? It hiccups. That is so weird. And it's starting to punch, kick, and turn.
Oh, so have you felt it?
Haven't felt it yet, and she hasn't felt it yet, but this is, they said, you will start feeling it. That is weird.
There you go.
Baby Box Update.
Baby's doing August.
Yeah, August 29th.
Woo!
Oh. We are officially, it says, according to the thing, it says 18 weeks, but that means officially 4 months on the dot. 4 months. That means I only got 5 months to go, folks.
Huh?
Because it's a nine-month thing.
Oh, you're 4 months
in.
Oh,
I got you.
Okay, there we go. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
I got to start getting my sleep.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity on a Friday. A little Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Hey, mate.
So there's this 22-year-old named Grace. She doesn't live with her mom anymore. She moved cross-country to New York City. And her mom lives in Texas and was on the phone with her. And Grace was like, oh, I've had the worst week. I've got a headache. I don't have any plans this weekend. So her mom dropped what she was doing and decided to fly to New York just to be with her daughter so that she would feel better. And she put it on Twitter and it's just like gone crazy. Like people are like, whoa, this is one cool mom there.
Babe, you beat that?
Ronald's driving home from work, stops to get gas, and it's hot outside in California. He's like, man, I'm going to go in and get a drink. Walks in, gets a drink, puts it on the counter, and he sees the scratch-offs. And there's the 10 million Dazzler. It's real sparkly, and he goes, oh, it kind of catches my eye. I'll buy one of those. He won $10 million.
There you go.
Wow.
$10 million.
You know the lottery isn't in on this, right?
Ugh.
On all these stories coming out, the lottery's in on it.
I've heard your theory.
Bobby thinks they got new PR.
Yeah, every day there's a lottery story.
It makes sense.
That's all I'm saying. A good Samaritan stepped forward because she was slipped to a magazine in her town. I said, hey, I need a kidney. And she goes, huh, I wonder if I can match. So she went out, perfect match. Because of an ad she saw in a magazine, she gave the girl a kidney.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. That's crazy. The kidney stranger stories, I know they happen all the time, but they're always going to be, not all the time, but they're always going to be crazy to me when we talk about them.
Because they don't even know each other.
They don't even know each other. Because we don't even know for sure if we would give kidneys to people in this room.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about it. No comment. Yeah. I posted a picture of me using a Ouija board.
Boy,
yeah.
Instagram went crazy.
Be careful.
Bad idea.
Well, what I said was, which celebrity would you talk to if the Ouija board was real? I don't think a Ouija board. I don't think, as I said on Twitter, you go to the Ding Dong Toy Store and you buy a Ouija board for $4.99, and all of a sudden you're talking to Osama bin Laden. Like, I don't think that's the case. Oh, you guys are crazy.
Oh,
it's a piece of wood from a toy store.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're putting some sort of paranormal thing in a child's store in a box?
It is in a child's store.
Made by Milton Bradley. You think old Milton's sitting there going, ooh, I wonder how I can get my demonic sign into the... No,
yeah,
really, no.
So weird is, like, as a kid, you kind of thought someone was really moving it. Whose hand was really moving it? Your friend that was in on it, or your sister, or your brother?
I never played with a Ouija board.
You didn't? Mm-hmm.
Not as a kid. See, that's what I'm saying. You go back to your childhood, I wasn't moving it, and
yeah,
it moved.
Yeah, but somebody was moving it. It did move, but I'm like, somebody's in on it. I don't know who, but it would move.
Well, they were lighting me up on Instagram. You're bringing out the devil.
Ooh. And then my mom threw it away.
The Ouija board?
Yeah.
Listen, I think there are things that bring out the devil. I don't think a piece of wood with a fake little triangle is one of them. I don't. I was trying to talk to Andy Kaufman.
What did he say?
He didn't talk back.
But he might still be alive.
It was only my hands, so it wasn't moving.
There wasn't anyone else.
Yeah, nobody else is cheating. Robin Williams, Abe Lincoln, Elvis, Johnny Cash all made the list. One dead celebrity you could talk to, or you just staying away from it.
Oh, I'm staying away from the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Lunchbags?
Man, I'll go back and talk to old George Washington.
Yeah.
Really?
See what's good. Yeah, I'll see what he was like back then.
I told you he was worth $500 million in the 1700s.
So that's he's like Warren Buffett?
Probably richer in comparison. Yeah, that's a good... Yeah. But then he was like, okay, the Warren Buffett back then.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he would be happy where the country went and how it's going. And
hey, listen,
probably not.
He's the one who said, hey, no kings. And there isn't a king.
Right.
He's, you know, term limits.
I wonder
said all
if
that.
He would watch Prince Harry get married to Meghan Markle.
I wonder if he'd eat a Tide Pod. Like, what are we talking about here?
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
It's Friday, so we got new movies out. Ready Player One.
Mike D saw that. Oh, Quiet Mike. What'd you think of that, Quiet Mike?
Really good.
Yeah, there you go. He liked it.
78% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. And then Mike D, am I saying this one right? Tyler Perry's Acrimony?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No.
Okay, cool.
And it has no score, so you know what that normally means.
It means they don't want me to see it.
Because it's not very good.
That's why I don't want people to see my book. Review my book, yeah.
And there's also new music out. Kacey Musgraves has Golden Hour.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Because all the songs, like Butterflies and this one here.
Why don't you giddy up, giddy up?
Yeah, get on her.
Oh, it's so good.
It is good.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Honolulu, Hawaii. A man was playing catch on the top of a parking garage when he missed the ball and it went down between the Walgreens and the parking garage. He's like, I'll just shimmy my way down there and get the baseball.
Sounds like a good plan.
Gets down there about 15 feet and he gets stuck. And someone coming out of the Walgreens heard him screaming for help. So firefighters came and it took 3 hours to break the wall down and get him out.
Oh, wow, they had to break the wall.
Dang.
Look at him stuck in the wall.
I mean, he went through a lot of effort to shimmy down through two very close walls to get a baseball. I'd probably call the game. Hey, yeah. Jim, we're done.
Let's postpone.
Yeah, we'll play tomorrow. Or is there another ball? Yeah.
How did they even get him out of there?
They have to break the wall, probably.
Oh, yeah, they had to break through the Walgreens wall.
Oh, they broke through one of the store's walls?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Bones. Yeah, hello. Karen in Virginia. Good morning.
Hi, Bobby. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, we're excited to talk to you. What's going on?
I'm shaking so bad I get to talk to you.
Well, pull over. Are you driving right now?
I'm not. I just parked where I'm working today.
Okay, cool. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm coming Friday to see you in Charlottesville. I'm so excited. I'm celebrating my birthday that night, and happy birthday to you on Monday, too.
Oh, thank you. So a week you're coming to my stand-up show in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, that's cool.
I'll be 67 years old, and I just want to let you know that us old women love to talk to you and hear you, too.
Stop that. Stop that with that old woman thing. Come on. You have the voice of a 27-year-old. Yeah, and the laugh of a 19-year-old. Yeah. That's even creepy for me to say. Yeah, yeah. Hey, well, so what's the plan for today? You going to work? What?
Yes, sir. I'm going to work. In fact, I'm at work right now. I'm getting ready to go on the job, and I work at Green Valley Book Fair, and I'm a retired woman and just enjoying life.
Well, I appreciate that, and I can't wait to meet you next Friday. But I'm in Vegas tonight.
Awesome.
At the Golden Nugget Casino.
Oh, man. Can I give you some chips to cash in? I brought back
from,
with me.
From Golden Nugget? Because I'm not going to another casino.
Yeah, you got. They got to be from the Golden Nugget.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I'll take them from you.
Were you going soon?
I mean, I don't know. I'll just take them.
Lunchbox and I used to go to Vegas every 2 months together. We used to get on a plane and go to Vegas. I used to play poker, and I wouldn't see him for a couple of days, so I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
But we go to Vegas for like all the time.
I was saying, hello, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're both older.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just doing the same.
Yeah. Just go to bed at 8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about this? Let's go to Brooke in Arkansas. Hey, Brooke, good morning.
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you for calling the show. What can I do for you?
Tell y'all, all of y'all, thank you so much for just coming on the radio show every morning and making me smile on my drive to Fayetteville. Y'all are awesome.
Hey, Woo Pig, right?
Woo Pig.
That's right.
I'm currently looking for a parking spot. So. Ah,
that's what I say to all my Arkansas people that call. If you're new to the show, I am proud, loud about being from Arkansas. So I appreciate that call. I posted on Twitter, which would you rather have if you could only have one, bread or chocolate? That's it. Amy, what did you select? Bread or chocolate?
Chocolate.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It was a hard decision, but yeah.
Bread or chocolate? Lunchbox?
Oh, bread for sure.
Eddie?
Chocolate, Bones. I mean, I make a sandwich out of chocolate. I don't care.
Anywhere
the bread would be, I would just put a bar of chocolate on it.
Interesting. So everything's a s'more.
That's right.
Kind of like a
yes. Oh.
Yeah.
So 60% of people said bread.
Oh.
I said bread or chocolate. 60% of people pick
bread.
What do you pick?
Probably bread.
Yeah.
If I only get to have one.
Oh. But you get to put stuff on the bread?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not just eating bread or chocolate.
Oh, I might have to change my mind.
You have to take one and eliminate the other forever. Okay. You can only have bread or chocolate. What do you have?
Chocolate.
You still have... Yeah. I may have to change it, but yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Coming up at top of the hour, about 20 minutes or so, Ray Lynn coming into the studio as part of the Friday Morning Conversation.
Queens don't hate.
She'll play this song, too.
Queens don't stay unless their king treats her right. Oh, every jewel on my crown, you better believe.
So Ray Lynn at the top of the hour. Are you getting sassy over there? Yeah. Hey, let's play Name That Tune. So here's what I'll do. I'll play a song from the very beginning. Yell your name as the buzzer if you can identify it, okay? Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Who's the Name That Tune champion, by the way?
Probably me.
Probably me.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Great. Just start keeping score.
Okay.
First one to 5 wins is the Name That Tune champion.
Oh, to five?
Yeah.
Okay.
To five. Let's play Name That Tune.
Come on, baby.
I need a pin that works.
I get like a crown or something.
Yeah.
And the Name That Tune champion can.
I love it. I'll wear it every day.
All right, here we go. Name That Tune, song number one.
Eddie?
Oh, shoot.
Eddie?
Southern Girl? Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
2 points.
Dang it. Good one.
Wow.
Woo! My boy.
Wow.
Now I ain't saying them L.A. ladies don't know what they do.
Nice work. Song number two, Name That Tune. Amy.
Go ahead. I was going to say Midland drinking problem.
It does sound similar style.
Then that person started singing.
Eddie.
I'm playing it again. Yell your name if you know it.
Yeah, Eddie.
Eddie?
Toby Keith. I love this bar.
Correct.
It does sound like that,
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It does sound like the Midland. The steel.
No chance. That's okay. Toby Keith. Love this bar.
Never mind. Okay. Ready? Song number three. Name That Tune.
Eddie. George Strait, the chair. I'm the champion! Give me my crown!
You have to win five.
I can't even think.
That's six, Bones?
You have to win five games. This is game one.
Dock him a point for that.
You've been docked a point for being obnoxious.
Yeah,
take a point away.
Yeah, I mean, that was so obnoxious.
That's so rude. I was just celebrating myself.
We're not done, though.
I mean, okay. What was
you
that?
You can't, like in football.
Give me the crown!
When you do a touchdown and you dance in the end zone.
Wow.
Eddie can still lose this game.
How?
Because now you only have 5 points and you've been docked one. And they can get two. The theme is worth 3 points itself.
Yeah, okay, what in the world was that?
All right.
Here we go. And Name That Tune.
Oh, I've heard this one.
That's not a way
Eddie.
Dustin Lynch, something like that.
Dustin Lynch, Mind Reader.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Mind Reader.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Bones.
My bad.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Look at this.
Last one.
I didn't even come to
I'd
play
like
today.
To guess the theme.
Oh,
they all wear cowboy hats.
Correct. Yeah. There you go. Anyway.
You're right.
Can I celebrate now?
You won this.
Yeah!
Eduardo wins again. Tim McGraw, Southern Girl. Toby Keith, I Love This Bar. Dustin Lynch, Mind Reader. George Strait, The Chair.
Who's the last one?
The last one was going to be this one here, just for fun. You ready, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Anybody can get it, but Eddie will win.
Okay.
Eddie. Justin Moore, Somebody Else Will.
Yeah.
Come on, guys!
Dang.
Where'd you guys go?
Don't
did
know.
You guys play this game?
I don't know. I'm so irritated with myself.
Yeah, you should be.
I got a point.
Lunchbox, you got a point because Bones
gave it
said
to
it.
Yeah.
Don't hate because I'm great.
What?
Wait, he rhymed.
All right.
Hey, I'm real good because that's...
Because I'm from the hood.
Mud. Hey, Tanya in Nashville, good morning.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
What's happening with you?
Oh, you know, just living a dream. How are you?
I'm good. We're waiting for Ray Lynn to come in. It's a Friday. What's the deal? Wait, how you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling great. I just wanted to let you know I came into work today and somebody took my spot, my parking spot, so I totally know how you feel.
Somebody took mine today, too.
Oh, I saw that and I was like,
ooh. It drives me crazy. And I don't even have a parking spot. It's just understood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I park every day.
Every day.
That person didn't know, though.
Who is it?
I don't know. That's why I don't recognize the car, so it makes me think they just don't know.
It's not even a good spot, guys.
Yeah.
It's just a spot I park every day.
That's it.
Me too.
Do you want us to come over there and take care of business? Because we will.
I really would like for you to, because this person just does not understand. That's where I park every single day.
So I'll send Lunchbox over there. Are you in Nashville?
Absolutely. Yeah, I am. I'm in Donaldson.
Do you need a knife?
A knife?
No. Just to make a peanut butter sandwich and give them to me.
Yeah.
But again, we don't think that it's our spot, but we park there every day. It's like the desk back in high school. If you sit in the same spot every class and someone sits in your desk, you're like, what's the deal?
Great analogy.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Well, anything I can do, really? You mean call work? Or?
No, I guess I'll just deal with it. It'll just, you know, I was listening to the dance party this morning and I'm all pumped up and ready to go. And I come to work and I'm like, dang, come on, man. Yeah.
I know. Listen, if I ever resign or stay or, and who knows what's going to happen there.
I love it when you say that.
Well, if because it's meant to be, it'll
no, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, it's meant to be. I'm going to have my own parking spot.
Yeah.
I've just decided I'm going to Beyonce up on that and do it.
Well, if you do go anywhere, can we ride with you? Ride with you.
See where this thing goes.
Cool.
Hey, whatever. I started it.
You did start it, and they don't let you in on it.
Yeah, I know. I started it, and it's like,
no, you can have it.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Anyway. Thank you, Tanya, for the call. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and you guys are, like, awesome. I love you so much. Listen to you every single day. You're like my friend.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Thank you. Amy, we're just giving you a hard time. Amy wrote she was an 8 on the board today.
Let me tell you what happened.
I'm an 8. No, no, no. I'm fine.
We have a whiteboard that we write how we're feeling today. Amy writes, because I wrote a 7, which is good for me.
Yeah, that's what you were yesterday,
it's good.
Amy writes to 8, draws a snowman around
the
8.
That's a bear. Oh. It's a little teddy bear.
Well, whatever.
Don't get mad, Amy.
And yeah, and then she drops her phone and breaks it.
Yeah.
And I think that took her down about 2 spots this morning.
Took me down to like a 2 for a minute, but then I reminded myself, there's worse things in life.
She walks in and goes, look at my phone. I said, oh, you cracked your phone. She goes, just now. And I said, would you like to go change the board? And she didn't change the board.
I'm not going to change the board. I'm not going to let a little cracked phone get me down.
It's not little.
You are.
I know. It's definitely cracked. And like when I swipe it, there's glass in my finger.
Oh, well, that's not pleasant.
It's really not. Bobby
Bones. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Happy birthday to Thomas Rhett. It's kind of crazy to me to look that he's only turning 28 years old today.
Yeah, he's such a star.
That guy has accomplished quite a lot. Uh-huh. And you're thinking, maybe he's like 35, but no, 28.
He got started really young. You know, he was in college putting out records.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave out these guys because Justin Moore turns 34 today and Jordan Davis turns 30. But happy birthday, Thomas Rhett.
Win, Thomas Rhett.
Sorry.
Justin Moore has a better birthday. Arkansas boy like me.
Me too, but for whatever reason, there was a whole article about Thomas about it. So the date has been announced for the first episode of American Idol, the one that Bobby will be on.
Oh, that's right. I announced it, actually. I didn't know that was...
I
actually tweeted it. It wasn't a big announcement or anything. Yeah.
No. I saw it in an article.
I don't think you did. I think you just saw my Twitter.
That I created.
Okay, there you go.
Bobby will be mentoring the top 24 contestants, and you can see the first episode April 8th.
April 8th, which I believe is a Sunday. Not this Sunday, but a week from this Sunday.
Next.
Yeah.
What up? That's exciting.
I haven't seen anything. I have no idea. I hope they don't make me the William Hung of mentors, because I haven't seen the edit yet.
Like, I can't wait to gather the kids.
What do you mean? Like, just make fun of you?
Yeah. Like, they pull me in, they just sit behind a screen, and they're making fun of me the whole time.
Look at this guy.
No.
And I'm like, okay, I'd like to give you some advice. She bangs! And then they're like, ah, whatever. But I'm on a week from Sunday. Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Good.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Raylan.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Hey, so welcome back to the show.
I know, it's been a hot second.
I don't know that it's been hot, has it, Amy?
I know.
I feel like it's been hot.
Moderately temperatured
like
second.
Like a hot minute.
You know what was said to me the other day? I was doing a TV show thing. There were a bunch of college... Because you're a kid. 20.
Guess how old I am.
Well, so I just know that you were here early.
Yeah, I moved here when I was 18.
So you have to be like 23 or 24, something like that?
I'm 23.
Yeah.
My birthday's on Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Someone came up to me and said, oh, it's been 2 weeks since I've seen you. And I said, oh, I hadn't seen you. That's been longer than 2 weeks. But that's what people say now. Mm-hmm. It's been 2 weeks. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Did you know that?
Is that like an on fleek term?
Yeah.
Like that's so stupid.
So you say it no matter what, even if I saw you yesterday?
Well, like she said, it's been a hot minute. It's like been 2 weeks. What's the difference? And they're not either.
Fortnite. Night?
Okay.
I feel like a hot minute's cooler than 2 weeks.
Probably because that's what people your age say.
Okay.
But 18-year-olds.
I say that.
You feel like it's been a hot minute?
Yeah, and I'm 37.
You're 23?
See, we are cool. I'm 23.
Mm-hmm. You're born in the 90s, huh?
94.
Oh, my dear.
That's crazy.
That's why when that 1994 song came out with Jason Aldean, I was really excited about it.
Bobby and I were starting high school.
young teenagers. That's true. 1994, things that happen. Forrest Gump. Ever seen it?
Oh, Lord, yes. Jenny.
But have you seen it?
I'd, I don't really remember it, but yes, I've seen it.
Okay. The Lion King.
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite movie.
This came out in 1994, the year she was born. Mm-hmm. Shawshank Redemption.
No.
That's a great... Oh, you should get the buzz.
Oh my gosh, wow. That's
a good one.
Friends premiered the year she was born, born on NBC.
This is something... My husband wants me to get on the Friends train, and I have not watched it yet, so...
But think about the shows that came out when we were born, Amy, in the 80s. We think of them as so old.
Yeah, but Friends isn't old.
Yeah, but to her, it is. It's just a generation thing.
Mm. I mean, I love Golden Girls.
Yeah, but again, that was out in the late 80s, 90s. Kurt Cobain died the year you were born. Anything?
No.
Do you know what band he's in?
Don't even ask me that, no.
No, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quit looking at me like y'all hate me
or
right
he,
now.
Or who he was married Jesus. To.
Huh?
Who he was married to?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And nor should you.
No, you shouldn't.
Have you ever heard of Nirvana?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't ask me a song title.
I'm like, I know I'm not going to. The O.J. Simpson Highway Chase was the same year she was born.
Y'all know that I was like a baby that year. Yeah, like, I don't even remember anything that
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but like you watch it, but you can watch it on TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wouldn't see that footage.
Well, what, I mean,
why
like,
not? They've had like 80 documentaries
All I was
of
doing
it.
Was breastfeeding at that point. Like I wasn't watching TV, you know?
I was.
But do you know what O.J. Simpson did?
Yes, didn't he? Didn't he kill somebody?
Well, in a civil...
Close enough. Ray Lynn is
did
here.
Did something awful, was it to his wife?
Ex.
Yeah, and
it's just
dude.
Really sketchy.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Let's just go with that.
You know, I heard your new song, and I was like, hey, we have to get Ray Lynn in, because I think your song's really good.
Queens don't...
This one, yeah.
Queens don't fight. Queens don't stay unless their king treats her right. Oh,
and sometimes... A label or a manager would go, hey, we'd like to have artists come in. That didn't happen here. I said I would like to have Ray Lynn summon her to Yay! Our studio because her song is so good.
Queens,
so,
thank
it's
you.
It's really good. Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Anything. Thank you.
Well, tell me about this song.
So I actually had this title for a while, and I didn't know how I wanted to write it at first. And I actually had it in my phone for 2 years. Like I always have like a list of things that I want to write. And I was going into a writing session with these two guys named Corey Crowder and Jay Hart. And I always get nervous going into a writing session with two people I don't know because it's kind of like a blind date. Like, because you want to write something meaningful, but you don't want to tell them too much about yourself because that's kind of weird. But then you're like, I mean, you've written songs before. You know how it is. And so anyway, so I tell them my idea for this song. And I grew up with a lot of strong people around me. And one of those is my mom. My mom was a single mom of 5 kids, and the only thing she had ever done before she became single was she was just a stay-at-home mom. And so when she became single, she had to get a job and no education at 33 years old. And I remember watching her go through that process and me and my brothers and sisters having to help around the house and do extra things. And I remember her getting her job and getting promotion after promotion, and it was all because of the way she treated people, and it was all because of her never apologizing for who she was, and that's something that she's always taught me. And so I really wrote this about my mom and just about anybody. Everybody has the potential to be a king and a queen, and if they don't know their potential, I hope this song shows them that. And this song means so much to me.
Look at that.
Wow. So,
Ray Lynn is here. A little Friday morning conversation. How about we play the song? You guys want
to
play
it? Oh my gosh, I would love to.
All right, Ray Lynn is here. This is Queens Don't. I encourage you to stream it or download it or however you get your music. Get it through snail mail. Do you remember snail mail?
Was that in 1994? Because I probably don't.
All right. Ray Lynn is here. Here's Queens Don't. There you go. Ray Lynn. Great job.
Thank you.
How about that?
Every jewel on my crown, you bet I believe I deserve
That's
it.
That's where my like ghetto Baytown yes. comes. I'm like, every jewel on my crown.
Yes. That's
ladies.
My favorite part.
Holy cow. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Got a good song out there.
Thank you. I'm Man. Pumped about it.
Yeah, I would be too if I were you. What else is going on? How's your husband?
He's good. He's training. He's in the military. So I'm going in between traveling and being an Army wife, which has been a different transition, but an awesome transition.
Yeah, Amy knows all about that, huh?
We talked about it on the plane that one time, and you don't understand how much that blessed me to talk to you about it. I felt like I was the only girl in the world, so
meant a lot to me. You're definitely not alone in that, but sometimes you can feel alone, for sure.
He's pretty much the best person in the world, and I mean, we went 14, I'm sure you know all about this, but the hardest part was when he did his basic training, we went to 14 weeks with no communication at all, no talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
And that's when I found out, in those 14 weeks, I found out Wild Horse went number one on Billboard Country. And, like, all these amazing things were happening. And I couldn't tell my best friend. And it was, like, one of the hardest, like, seasons ever.
It's so bizarre. Because you don't know what they're doing, what they're doing.
You don't have any idea.
Sometimes you pick up the phone and call, and you're like, oh, yeah, never mind.
I was totally, like, that girl that would just call to listen to his voicemail. Yeah.
Oh, that's
it was
sweet.
Sad.
I didn't do that.
14 weeks, huh?
14
like
weeks.
Over three
no
months.
No communication. Yeah. And we would send each other letters, and my mail guy... He was so sweet. His name's Jeff. Yeah. So Jeff would, he's so funny. But I never check my mail. I'm the worst at checking my mail. I get that from my mom. And so I was getting letters 24/7. So I was like waiting by the mailbox for Jeff to come by. And he goes, well, you're awfully checking your mail a lot. Like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, my husband's in the Army and he's sending me letters. So he would know when Josh would send me letters, and he would personally bring him up to my door, and I thought that was so sweet.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, tell your husband we said we appreciate him.
Thank
too.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
Man,
you.
Look at this. You happy?
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Dog's
Life's
healthy?
Good.
The dog's healthy?
Yes,
good?
I lost my dog.
No, I know.
Earlier this year. Yeah.
Like New Year's Eve, right?
Yes. And she was in 8-degree weather for 3 days.
She was so small that I said, oh, I mean, an animal could have scooped her up.
Yeah. It was pretty much like the worst 3 days of my life. And one of my friends, she goes, we didn't want to say anything because we thought it was kind of funny, but we were praying that you would find your dog. And we were like, well, tell her only if she finds her dog. But can we think about the fact that your favorite person in the world is Dolly Parton? You named your Chihuahua Dolly after her, and she got lost in Pigeon Forge. We have to write a children's book about this. And I was like, yeah, I'm really glad you didn't tell me that when I lost her, but it is kind of funny now. She just wanted to explore her God-given name was from.
Because it was freezing. No, I remember.
Yeah. And my dog, when it comes to Dolly, like, I got Dolly before me and Josh got married. And then when me and Josh got married, we got a German Shepherd so we could have, like, a little bit more of a manly dog. And so my Dolly and Josh, like, have this weird relationship. Like, they're always picking on each other. And so Josh has never really liked Dolly as much as I do. But that's okay because I feel like... not any really guy likes a really small dog. But anyways, after this happened and we found her after her being, you know, lost for 3 days and it was 8-degree weather, I said, babe, you deserve to give her a salute, okay? Like, you couldn't even have survived that. And he goes, so when he saw her, he saluted her and, like, now they're best friends. And yeah. I think it's because they both went through some crap. But
look at
it was
that.
Pretty funny.
Look at that. Ray Lynn got a great song. She's happy.
Yep.
Look at her over here.
Yeah, I think
oh, stop
see
it.
She's radiating.
Look at her over here. She got irritated with us for bringing up 1994 things. I think we've come full circle here.
Hey, yeah. No, she did.
I'm
really,
over it
she,
now.
You were
but
a good
how
sport.
Do you, I just.
You brought
I
up
hate
your,
it when the, I felt like.
You brought up your age.
People
I was
are mad at me that I don't know these things.
Nobody was mad at you.
I feel like everybody was judging me.
No, we're
everybody
judging
had
ourselves.
Judging eyes, okay.
I think you have judging
no,
mirrors.
No, if people asked me about 1981, I wouldn't know certain things.
Okay.
Yeah, if we're like, hey. You're just so young.
Was Lion King was Lion King,
all from 1994?
But see, that was my favorite movie growing up.
So then you should
so
have
that.
Seen Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna commit to something.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna binge watch Friends. It'll be my next show that
there's
I watch.
There's so many. It's
from.
It's seasons.
See, that's why I need and I need a show. I need a new show.
Have you seen Wild set. Wild Country on Netflix yet?
No. Is it good?
It's a crazy documentary. Oh, it's about.
What's it about?
It's about a cult. In Oregon in the 80s. I didn't know it existed. It's amazing. They bought like
oh my gosh
80,000 acres of land and put a cult in Oregon.
Holy
it's
Jehovah.
A six, yeah, it's a 6-part documentary series.
It's the opposite of Friends.
Yeah. It's.
But see, I like that kind of stuff better.
I mean, Friends you can watch on TBS. You're good. Mm-hmm. Watch that Wild Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country?
What have you watched on Netflix?
Well, so I just finished This Is Us, which is, holy crap, like, just... makes you good cry every time. And I always watch about myself, which is really depressing, and eat Cheetos. And I'm watching Riverdale right now. It's kind of like a teeny bopper show. Don't make fun of me.
What's that on, like, the CW?
By the way, can I just say, not one time have we made fun of you, Raylan.
I'm just saying, don't make fun of me. Because, like, Riverdale is kind of like... it's about high school kids, okay?
Why? What's it called?
13 Reasons Why.
I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
It was too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but it was a bunch of kids.
I'm trying to think what else I've been watching lately. Of course, Stranger Things. I love Queer Eye. That's one of my favorite
Amy
shows.
Amy was
ever.
Talking
okay,
about how good
my
it was
dad
too.
Needs to be on Queer Eye. Did you see that video I posted of him? My dad has the worst style ever. He's been in the tire business since he was 22, and he's 62, and he is like hilarious from Louisiana, out of control country, and he has
he's perfect
style.
For it. Then.
Oh my gosh,
you should nominate him. You should be his nominator.
I filmed him, and I said, "Queer Eye, please help my father." Like, and so I'm praying he gets on the second season. That would honestly make my whole day, and he would be so perfect for it.
Yes, Queen.
He was wearing purple and yellow. He's a big LSU fan. He's wearing purple and yellow camo pants with a red shirt, blue socks. And
that's how Bobby dresses.
I'm kind of looking at myself right now going,
and those, like, you know those old school, like, tan Jesus sandals that dad used to wear a long time ago with the Velcro strap? Those were his shoes. Pretty much the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. But he's my dad, and he's cool. So
Amy says Queer Eye is great because it's not just about fashion, or it's about, there's like a big, deeper message.
No, it's like
it.
A deeper
so
message.
Deep. Yeah. It's like they're changing people's lives and breaking down barriers
the
and stereotypes.
The first episode was the best, though. It was so good. But yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. I watched The Kardashians. It's my guilty pleasure.
I don't feel guilty about it.
So I love it.
She's like, don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
But actually, I don't think we've been judging at all, right? Yeah. I feel pretty good about this.
I follow Kim K.
Like The Kardashians is the perfect show to watch, like, when you're doing stuff around the house. Because if you, like, are ever, like, worried about your life, you know that their life is 10 times crazier than yours. And you're like, yeah, it's been a good day today.
Or I'm like, they are all on TV right now because of one thing back in the day.
Man, they made a lot of decisions since that one thing.
Sure.
But, yeah.
They piggybacked off of that one
She's
thing.
Talking about
she,
that
she may not, was she born yet?
Wow, Amy, I know about it. Okay. Do y'all play HQ?
Yeah,
do y'all play HQ? Okay, so this is funny. So me and Josh are playing together, and of course, like, all the questions that I don't know, he knows.
How old is he?
And he's 27, about to be 28.
Okay.
And so, anyways, he goes, name the order of the Kardashians. And then I just, like, just straight up name them. I'm like, Courtney, Kim, Chloe, and I just name them all. And then, like, Josh was like, wow, babe, we need to start, like, doing some history lessons. Like, you know way too much about pop culture.
And it's like, name the first four presidents.
But that was the savage question that time. And then we were like, I've gotten to the eighth question. That's the furthest I've gotten.
Well,
never won any money on it, though.
Let me say, Raylan, you're a real treat. I like it when you're here. You have a good presence about you.
Thank you so much.
Queens don't hate. Here's a song right here, Queens Don't. Part, Amy.
You better believe I earned it. Won't keep That's your Baytown part.
Yeah,
don't start calling you that, your Baytown part.
Everybody go, what do you have going on? You're out?
Yeah, I'm out on the CMT Next Women Tour. We have one more weekend of that with Sarah Evans and Kaylee Shore, who's so sweet. And then I'm doing a lot of festivals this summer, so I'm really pumped.
Well, then I'll probably see you out.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, good to see you guys, too. Everybody. Raylan. Let's clap our hands for Raylan. And we'll come back in a second.
Bobby Bones is on.
Last night I watched the Roseanne reboot. Anybody else watch that?
No.
Like 18 million people watched the Roseanne reboot.
I saw that. I was like, really?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. The weird things about it, the screen is too crisp. Meaning back in the day when that show was on, we weren't at that level of HD. So it looks weird. It's too crisp for the remembering Roseanne.
It was gritty back then.
Yeah.
So they should have grittied it up?
No, they can't. It's just, so that was the laugh track on any show is just not good. It's not a good thing. It seems fake. So I enjoyed it because of the nostalgia. I thought it was funny. I don't think it's something I'm going to watch every week, but I did enjoy it. And when that theme song came on, I was like, man, that was my mom's favorite show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, favorite show.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I didn't really watch Roseanne, so.
I've probably seen every single episode.
Wow.
But I did like it, and a lot of people watched it. I watched the first one. I'm going to watch the second one as I'm flying to Vegas tonight, or today, actually. But, yeah, I thought it was good. And, you know, it's very political without being political. They fight about politics on the show, but it's very funny.
Mm.
And everyone's like, well, she's a Trump supporter, and Jackie's a Hillary supporter, and it's really not about that. It's both sides picking at each other and taking the things that they should make fun of each other for. I didn't find it to be off-putting politically at all.
Okay.
So I think people look for that reason to talk about it and blow it up.
Oh, well, maybe that's an example of how people should be in life.
Well, no, what I thought was it's an example of how people are in life.
Oh,
like,
I thought
there are families that disagree.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yes.
You don't have to hate someone because you disagree with them.
Okay, that's what I mean. Like, poke fun at each other, like, have fun, but you don't have to, like, hate someone because they don't agree with you politically.
But I did like it. I think it's fun for you guys to watch back. I mean, John Goodman looks really old. It's kind of sad. And Roseanne looks really old, but she's still fine. The acting's not good. They've been off their
really?
Act. John Goodman acts pretty. He's still been acting. And Sarah Chalk, the second Becky, comes in, and she's great because she's been consistently acting. But some of them, you can tell, they just haven't been acting
they're
in a long time.
Rusty.
Yeah, it's very rusty. That being said, I still really enjoyed it. Yeah. It is what it is. It's a nostalgic piece of TV that's new, and it's cool. I did like it. It's on my Insta story because I wanted to see what it felt like when the song came on, mm-hmm. and it was. It made my arm hair stand up. I was like, this is cool.
The set looked the same and everything?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Which is a little weird, too, because you can probably upgrade that quilt.
Yeah.
In 15 years, maybe you get a new quilt on the couch.
Leather couch would be nice.
But I did. I think they made the right decision. Because when they wrote that song, that show originally for the reboot, Roseanne was going to be a supporter of Hillary. And they switched it and they made her a Trump supporter. But I think that was the right call because they live in Illinois and in a rural area. I think that it's good. Yeah, I think it's good. So... there it is. There's my everybody's been waiting on the edge of their seat, waiting for my Roseanne review. I give it a thumbs up, absolutely. And I love that song. Come on.
And that laugh.
She laughs at the end of the thing too. Nice. They're new kids, new grandkids, the whole thing. We have to the morning corny. Ray Lynn came in, so we did not get to the corny. So going to Amy now.
The morning corny.
What did the DJ say to the farmer?
What did the DJ say to the farmer?
Let us turn up the beat. Let us turn up the beat.
Let us
turn up beats. Beat. Uh-huh. Let us.
Turn up the beat.
Yeah, the tough one though.
I know, but written it'll be good. I always post it on Twitter. Radio
you should
Amy.
Just save those for the writtens.
No, it's good. Trust me. If anybody's a farmer.
That was the morning corny.
So here's a story that I think you may find interesting. Because we just see people that aren't pregnant and all of a sudden they have a baby. They didn't know.
It happens.
Yeah, a Pensacola woman gave new meaning to the term food baby. Her name is Crystal, 29 years old. She woke up 4 a.m. Sunday. She goes, oh, my stomach. Chinese food. So here she is. The egg drop soup got her, apparently. And unbeknownst to her, she was 37 weeks pregnant. At 6:59 a.m. on Sunday, Oliver James was born. Back of an ambulance.
Wow.
So crazy.
And small, but not premature, like 2 pounds.
No, she's 37 weeks.
Yeah.
That's...
but that's crazy, though. That you don't know you're pregnant.
You're telling me it wasn't the Chinese food?
That could have been what kicked it.
Wow.
That Mongolian beef?
Yes.
But yeah, she had no idea she didn't have it. Amy had a friend who had a baby that didn't know she was pregnant.
Legit, true story. Went to college with her. Afterwards, found out she had a baby and literally was thought she had some stomach issues, went to the restroom. Out came a baby. She delivered herself in her bathroom, and her mom lived across the street, and she walked across the street with the baby, and her mom drove her to the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Not crazy. And really, honestly, she didn't gain weight, and evidently her uterus was set far back into her stomach. So
her butt kept getting bigger. Not for the baby.
Listen, I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Leo DiCaprio's out with his new girlfriend. Have you seen a picture?
Yes, I have.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
It doesn't look funny. He's 43, she's 20.
See?
But it doesn't look funny.
Oh, I thought he was trying to be all like, I don't know. He looks like he's aged quite a bit in this photo to me.
Oh, you thought so? I thought he looked like skinnier. He's wearing cool clothes.
Oh, he always is wearing cool clothes, but... okay, I thought you were going to say his face looked old. But she's only 20. She actually looks older.
43 and 20. How you feel about that?
I think 20's too young for him.
He has she's an Argentinian model.
Yeah, she's beautiful. He only dates models.
Don't you think, though, that maybe when you're famous, you don't grow? You only grow to the point where you have to grow. I would compare it to one of those fish that grow as big as a tank.
A goldfish.
I say I'm not. There's a certain fish, though, that's a more exotic fish that will grow as big of a tank as you put them in. And it can get humongous.
Really?
Don't you feel like we as humans are like that? We grow to what we're supposed to grow to. Like, if for me, for example, I had a pretty rough childhood, and I had to grow up real quick.
Okay.
And so I got a little older than a normal 13 or 14-year-old would, where DiCaprio hasn't really had to grow that much because he's been able to stay in his little acting bubble, and he's always had money. There's not a lot he's had to do outside of that human. I feel like he's probably the same age in his head as a 20-year-old.
Oh, because he doesn't need to grow up and make mature decisions. He's just 20.
He's Peter Panning a bit.
So he can relate to a 20-year-old.
I think so.
Whereas if you were to date a 20-year-old, you
wouldn't... It would be awful.
You wouldn't have much in common because you're mature.
Really, yes.
Okay. I get it.
Or who's to say that 20-year-old's not very grown up?
That could be it too. But he dates a lot of 20-year-olds.
Models. They're all models.
So you guys like this scenario
my,
with
no,
the...
No. My only point with him is, or any celebrity that hasn't had to... Listen, who knows what he's had to go through. But if you know, if you're still in your little bubble and you never have to really get that much older, psychologically, you don't. It's the fish.
Yeah.
For me, I'm in the big tank. I'm big old fish.
In the tank.
You had to grow a lot.
I had to grow a lot early. Then I just stopped growing about 30. I'm done. I tapped out. I'm done growing.
Well, we'll see who you're dating when you're 43.
I'd like to see somebody I'm dating 37, 38. I only got a few days left at 37.
Oh, man, you got to get on it.
I got 3 days.
Let's go.
Although I don't really have, there's no difference to me in 37 and 38.
Nah.
39 there will be. That one hurt a little bit.
Yeah. What about 40?
Ooh, that's terrible.
We're almost there, just embrace it.
Like Eddie's.
I'm almost there, 1 year.
There's a man who owes $500,000 in child support. And so they're going, hey, dude, pay up. So all the authorities in Florida, they're beating on his door. They're going to take him to jail. He's out. Apparently, he's paddleboarding in the ocean, and he just paddleboats out and disappears. They don't know where he is.
Oh, no.
He was last seen March 20th on a blue paddleboard, headed north in the Atlantic Ocean, and all of a sudden, gone.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, in my mind, somebody picked him up in a boat escaped him to
somewhere
else.
This is part of his plan to disappear.
Yeah. If he just disappeared out paddleboating, I'd be like, man, tragic.
Or check Greenland.
You know, the $500,000 that he owes means that he's probably got some money and he's not paying it.
He hadn't paid since like 2014.
That's four years. And you're talking about $125,000 a year in child support. He has a lot of money.
So
he's really
smart and had some master plan where someone's picking you up, or he's not smart at all and he thought, I'm just going to paddle away.
And then... and everyone's going to sit at his house waiting for him to come back.
Oh, so you don't think he just went out there to end it?
No, I think...
Oh, that would be such a way to go.
He has the means, obviously. My point is, owes $500,000, he makes a lot of money to have to give back in.
Yeah, he's like a doctor.
He has the means to be able to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
So someone picked him up and a boat or a small plane, and they got out of there. And he's in Belize right now, living it up. That's my theory. So
probably right.
And gosh, it's child support. It's not even alimony.
Let me run this by you because I don't have kids.
Okay.
But what if he's going, you know what? I'm paying all this child support, and it's not even going to the kid. Like, the kid doesn't need it. It's going to the
wife.
The wife.
Or the ex-wife, whatever.
Or the husband, or whomever. I don't know who he's married to.
Yeah. Bobby, I don't know. I just know that it's child support should be for the child.
Yeah,
it's alimony. It's for the wife.
But I think that's my point.
Well, then she should be held in contempt.
Okay. But they both go to jail.
Yeah, court.
A lot of things happening today. First of all, new music out today. Kacey Musgraves has a new record. And here is Space... No, this is High Horse first.
Why don't I like this one. Giddy up.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. I will today, though. Here's Space Cowboy from Kacey Musgraves.
You can have your space.
Good.
Cowboy.
So there's your new music out today. Thomas Rhett turns 28 years old today. The biggest three Thomas Rhett songs. Number three, Crash and Burn. From 2015. Didn't Stapleton write that with...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember him talking about the Who.
Yeah. I believe so. You may fact check that, but Thomas Rhett's number two biggest song ever.
And it goes like
this. His first number one. And the biggest song from Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy Man.
If I never get
Happy birthday, Thomas Rhett. Turns 28 today.
Or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night.
On this day in country music history, 56 years ago, 1962, Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley.
It's a jam.
You know, he's in the Rock and Roll and Country Music Hall of Fame. Only two people are it, Elvis and Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
I believe that's right. Going from memory here. I just wouldn't hear this and go, that was a country song.
It doesn't sound country.
No.
I was listening to an Elvis preview of a documentary coming out soon on HBO, and they were talking to Elvis way early. Because Elvis, Mississippi kid.
Sure.
He's like, you know, my music pretty mom is it's okay. A mixture of rhythm and blues and country and gospel. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And then it ends up being what's rock and roll.
Yeah, what's rock and roll today.
Yeah. So, I mean, he pretty much took country. He pretty much stole black music from the old.
It's true.
I wouldn't say stole. He took it and made it popular
in the white generation. Yeah.
And then, yeah, there he is, Elvis Presley. But
dang, dude, so good.
I told you I had a girlfriend once that didn't like Elvis. That didn't last very long.
How long?
4 years.
That's what I thought. 4 years.
That's how long it took you to tell her that we couldn't be together.
I finally had enough.
Yeah.
I was like, this Elvis thing's really been weighing on me.
4 years later.
Yeah. She told me that, and I said, let me think about that for a minute. About 1,200 days later, I said, you know what? This Elvis thing, I got to end this. But still, how do you not love Elvis?
I don't get it.
How do you not love the Beatles?
I don't get that either.
Like, it's history. The songs are good. Stood the test of time. Amy sings them perfectly. Yeah. Sing this one.
Even me.
Shallow step off?
Shallow step off. Like, he's getting a pool.
You went into the part I don't really know about.
Yeah, the small pool. Shallow step off.
Into the blue. Falling in love with you.
Wow.
Amy, that's beautiful.
That's your wheelhouse.
Hey, make a joyful noise when you say in church. You did that. You made a joyful noise.
Thank you.
There. Yes. The Bobby Bones Show. I go to have dinner last night with a friend that works here. We just never hang out on a personal basis. And it's a, hey, we should hang out. And if I ever say that, I really mean it. So we do. We go and we have dinner last night. We're talking. And I ordered the salmon. Delicious, by the way.
Ooh.
This is a nice piece of fish. So I'm eating this fish. And the waiter comes over and goes, would you like me to take that? I said, I would not like you to take that. He grabs a plate and takes my salmon to the back.
They took
it from me.
Why? Huh. Why did he not hear you?
I think
you
he confused
say?
Me saying, no, I would not like you to take that, to me going, yes, I'm done. Please take that.
Oh, because that sounds the same.
Well, when he started walking away, did you say, hey, wait?
No, I was stunned. I was like, whoa, there it goes. And I just kind of pointed at it. It was so irritating. Mm. I was just enjoying a nice piece of fish. So I don't think I'm going to go back there.
Oh, no.
There's also not parking. These restaurants that are in a downtown place and you got to find parking.
Yeah.
That's so inconvenient. Mm-hmm. I had to pay $20 to park.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, same as my dinner. I had to pay as much to park as my dinner.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And they stole my dinner, so I didn't even get all my dinner.
At least they didn't steal your car.
I got the fish special, and then it's pretty good.
Maybe
it's part of the special.
There's always something wrong with the fish special wherever you go. That's the rule. So I went home hungry last night, so I had about 8 Werther's Original when I got home.
Yeah.
Have a whole basket of those.
That'll make up for those omega-3s.
Is that what's in a fish?
I think salmon, yeah.
I'm trying to lose this little belly. Like, that's the goal.
Oh, so the sugary hard candies.
The best candy to eat is Werther's Original.
Really? Mm-hmm. According to?
I read a story.
One of those studies.
It was like Werther's Original or Laffy Taffy. And Werther's won.
Werther's would win, I could think. Yeah, I think maybe.
I'm amazed, though, at this poll. Because yesterday, the challenge came up between Eddie and Lunchbox. Eddie and Lunchbox want to run a foot race against each other, and Lunchbox thinks he can beat Eddie running backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And he
could. That's crazy to me.
No, I really think he could.
Oh, my goodness.
A mile, right?
Yeah, a mile.
Yeah. Eddie can't run a mile.
So,
because you can't stop. There's no stopping.
No, you can stop, but that's just time against you. Like, there's no...
Oh, okay.
I can stop.
You can
take
stop,
a breather.
And he gets to keep going. That's the whole point of a race.
Yeah, okay, well then...
Like, you can stop in a NASCAR race if you want.
Yeah. Okay, so Bobby, then here's the thing. Lunchbox will not need to stop because of his endurance. Eddie will be stopping.
Maybe 4 or 5 times, but I'm going to watch
But that's not the point. The point is, you can run fast. Well, the question is, Eddie runs a mile forwards, Lunchbox runs 1 mile backwards. Who do you have your money on? And the listeners voted. It's pretty close.
What is
what?
It?
54% of people said Eddie.
Oh! Take that, Lunchbox!
These people
and you still
know.
Think you can outrun him backwards.
Yeah. Have you seen me move backwards?
I have not.
Let's just let me run around the studio
do
real quick.
A circle.
Oh, boy. He's going to run around the studio backward. I just don't.
Watch out.
I don't think you can keep that up.
Oh,
for
yes,
a while.
You could. Yes, you could.
Look, he's still
okay, stop. You're making me dizzy. Stop.
He
dude.
Could. So, Bobby, will we do it on a track?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, because that way there's nothing in the way.
He was serious about that little circle right now.
Okay, so how about this? Let's say we do it Tuesday of next week.
If
the weather's good.
Right, yeah. Right.
And to the winner. You win 100 and the charity of your choice gets 100.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
Okay?
Yes, that's worth training all weekend for.
All weekend. Tuesday morning, I just don't know if you can do that for that long.
Why? It's just like running forwards.
No,
it's
not.
A little different. But,
and then it's a track, dude. You got to run in circles. You got to turn.
Yeah, but the track's easier because it's long straightaway. It's a 400 straight. I think that's where he gets you the turn.
The straightaway?
So like Tuesday of next week. If the weather's good, you guys are up for it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I may go practice this weekend. Just get my time, see where I'm at.
I'll go out with you. Mm-hmm.
You're going to try running backwards with him?
No, I'll coach him.
Oh, boy. So remember Matt? Matt was on. He lives in Oklahoma, outside Oklahoma City. Hey, Matt, you there?
Yes, sir.
So Matt calls me a couple days ago. Boy, I lit him up, too. He said, what'd you say, Matt? You called me on your anniversary, right?
Yes.
And you said, hey, what can I do for my anniversary? And it's also my anniversary?
Well, I didn't really ask what I can do. I was just trying to ask if it was a good idea. But yes, same concept.
He called me for advice on his anniversary. No, I believe you said, what can I do? Before you even told me you were going to go to dinner.
Yeah.
You said, what can I do? I said, well, when's your anniversary there, fella? And he said, oh, it's today. And boy, I lit into
you
him
got
good.
You got him
good. And you know, I did it a little bit for the rest of the listeners out there. I think you were just collateral damage, Matt, because I needed the other dudes to know you can't do day of planning for a big deal. It's a big day. It's a big day, right, Matt?
Yeah, but I felt like I had plenty of time to plan it.
You was the same day!
Yeah, that's not good.
He had hours. He had like 8 hours. Yeah.
So I did. I got into him pretty good. Not going to lie to you. So I felt bad. And so I got Matt's phone number and his email, and I emailed him a gift card to the Melting Pot. And you got the gift card, right?
Yes, sir.
And did it work? Did it spin? Didn't get there?
Yes, sir, it did.
Okay. And how was the anniversary?
It was great.
What can you tell us about it? Was she happy with it?
Oh, she was ecstatic.
How did she feel about you not paying for dinner?
Well, without getting too into depth about my finances, she was really happy.
So she didn't care that you didn't, it wasn't... You didn't put the effort
No.
out. Okay, good. I'm happy about that. Did you tell her it was me? Because I told you not to.
Well, yes, I did tell you.
Oh.
Wow.
I did tell her.
All right. So what happened? You got was the baby have a babysitter?
Yes, we got babysitter for both my kids, and we went out.
And it was good?
It was great.
And now, but next year, you're going to start planning it how far ahead?
Thursday?
No, a month.
I mean, like yesterday. I already started planning next year's.
There you go. If I'm remembering, it was your 2-year anniversary, wedding anniversary, right?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Make every next one the better one.
Well, let me say this: that I'm happy it went well. You know, I felt a little guilty because I let you have it pretty good on the air. I got it right, Matt. I gave it to you pretty good.
You did, but. I've also got some thick skin, and I can take it.
I gave you the business, as they would say. But then I felt bad, so I reached out, and I'm more than happy to pay for your dinner. And maybe one day we'll get to see each other when I'm over in OKC land.
Well, I greatly appreciate it, and you guys are great, and you guys literally keep me awake every morning.
Well, then we will never go on vacation. We make that promise
yes,
to you. We
yes.
will
see
you.
Oh,
well,
wow.
What?
You don't like that?
No, I don't like
vacation.
That.
Wait a minute, Matt. I'm going to light you up again, buddy. First of all, I don't use all my vacation days ever. They give me
I mean, even if y'all go on a vacation for like a holiday, y'all still are on the air.
That's true. Well, we run best of. But here, I would never go on vacation.
Yeah, Matt, don't make him feel bad because then he won't let us take vacation. Please just say it's okay for us to go on vacation.
I would keep this show up here all year long.
Oh,
you would.
We were having to plan vacation yesterday. We're not going on vacation until June. We take 2 weeks in the summer and 2 weeks at Christmas. Other than that.
Yeah, we were planning vacation yesterday, and you're like, oh, we have to talk about this.
No, no,
like,
we have to do this. It's so annoying.
We're going to have to take off.
Let me tell you, nobody ever got successful by taking vacation.
Yeah, you,
Jimmy Buffett did.
You rest, you recuperate, you come
That's what
back.
I have the other. Kenny Chesney does.
Yeah.
No, they work
he lives
hard.
On vacation.
Let's go to the island.
Don't say that to the people that hit it big in Vegas.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
All right, go about your day, my friend. I'm glad your anniversary was good, buddy.
I appreciate it.
You're
Y'all
welcome.
Are phenomenal.
You're welcome, buddy. Aww. Yeah,
I
we're
like
not
this
that.
Guy.
Why? Because he compliments us.
Phenomenal is a big word.
Yeah. Phenomenal. We keep him awake.
Well, hey, Matt, have a good day, buddy. Appreciate you. Pass along our regards to your wife. There you go. I was feeling guilty about that one. I went home after that show. I was like, man, I really gave him the business.
You laid it on.
I did.
Real.
I hit him pretty hard. Let's go over to Morgan number two. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Morgan number two, what's up?
So I always love when there's stories about stars being just like us. Well, Demi Lovato, Drew Barrymore, and even like some really big ones like Amy Schumer are using dating apps, like online swipe right dating apps.
So Amy Schumer just got married. Is she still doing that?
No, that's how she met her comedian
no way.
Husband, though. Yeah.
They met from the app?
That's what it says.
Which one?
So there's a famous one that you should get on,
I got
Bobby.
On that one. It's terrible. No, it's terrible.
Raya?
It's all Instagram models and people. And
so what's wrong with that?
That's not what I'm looking for.
No Instagram models? Okay.
Not no, but I was on that because you have to get cleared. Like, they check you and make sure that you meet some criteria. First of all, that's not what I'm into. So I was on it. This has been a year ago, 2 years ago, whenever I was on this stupid thing. And it was just gross feeling.
You didn't like it?
No. And I've never been on Bumble.
Okay.
But back in the day, I was on Tinder, and I never met anybody from Tinder because I just felt creepy. I felt like I was, like, my finger was going to get an STD.
Oh, dear.
Oh, like that?
Yeah. Just like.
Just from swiping.
Yeah, it was like.
It's possible.
Swiperia on Aria. Oh, man. So I didn't.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, I didn't really do that.
Huh.
But then Bumble seems the safest, but the girls have to pick that one, right?
Yeah. So I think you should try Bumble. Maybe like that's your middle area you should try.
You know, I spent a lot of time getting rejected by females, but at least I got to put the foot forward. If
it's
I'm
true,
waiting on
that.
Them.
But then you know they're like confident women because they're coming after you.
Am I too old to be on Bumble?
No.
Wow.
Wait,
but they both
sorry,
because no.
I know.
Amy, but you're my age,
know,
but
see,
she's 20. This is, what this do 24-year-olds yeah.
care about? But all my single friends that are my age, they are on Bumble, and
yeah,
Bumble, they meet people.
Yeah.
So.
What, Bones? What do you say?
Nothing.
No, there. Oh, you want to. Oh,
what?
God. You want to meet. You don't want to meet people our age? Fine. You want to meet people younger? You will meet people our age, but there's also people of all ages on there. I've been
all
curious
ages.
To
now
see.
Now I'm a ride
ages.
At an amusement park. All ages. Welcome to the Texas Giant. All ages are welcome. I'm the friggin' teacups now at Disney World. Go ahead.
I've been curious just to see like what's the oldest I found on there. Like way back when this first came out, I was so curious about it. And I've seen like 65-year-old men on there before.
Yeah.
Ew.
But as a 24-year-old, what do you think my age restraint should be?
I mean, I think you're good in your 20s. I think as long as you're okay with being at different parts of your life.
I've never
person,
been at the same part of my life. When I was 19, I was dating 26-year-olds.
Damn.
Then you're good.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
Plural.
Well, okay, one. But I mean, for a while. I mean, my point is,
I was like, I was picturing you dating.
Wait, yeah. I've always dated, when I was younger, I always dated older.
Me and a bunch of
26-year-olds.
Well, one.
I mean, one.
But then there were a couple, you know, it's whatever. Who cares? You know, just me to be me. Yeah, yeah, you know. Wow, dating thing's scary. Know, getting back in the pool. I won't even dip my toe in yet.
Yeah. I just think you're judging because Amy Schumer found her husband on there, so somebody's got to be out there.
I just worry about that stuff. One, because I go, anybody that wants to date me, they probably want to date me because my job.
Unless they have that kind of job.
But if they're hot, doesn't matter.
That's not true to goodness. Me.
Well, you. All right.
What's oh. That chart y'all have, the crazy to hot ratio.
Yeah, but you don't understand that till later.
Yeah, it's not even about her being crazy. If she's smoking hot, if you get to go up two levels on the ladder because you're on the radio, Use your platform.
You deserve that, man.
That's right. Yeah, you earned that.
You've worked really, really hard.
Yes, that's why you work so much for that.
Is that exactly why? Do you think that, no, it's not, guys.
No, because
he's not seeking out relationships, and he works really hard.
And if so, I would be doing the thing where...
I'd be using it.
Like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And instead, it's like, like little puffs of dust.
Yeah,
it's not pleasant. Mm-mm. But those celebrities are doing it. Well, good for them.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I have seen on social media people really want you to do like a dating game because people want to date you.
We did
that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. We did that once.
We've done it. And that was way before he was even famous. It was like, or regionally known.
That's what I say, regionally known in rural parts of America.
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah, we won't define you as famous, but that was, Morgan, we were in like, we weren't even regionally known within our region.
Yeah.
And it just was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Well, then this will help you feed through kind of those
who are the
people.
Celebrities again? Let me see if I'm like them in my mind. Like, right. If I feel like I'm one of, like, if I relate to their experiences.
Okay.
Go ahead. Who else?
Demi Lovato, Hilary Duff, Laverne Cox.
Hilary Duff?
Hilary Duff all the way.
I'm talking about, do I feel like them?
Dude, go for it.
Oh, yeah, Hilary Duff.
You're missing the point.
Can you date her so we can be friends?
You're missing the point, dude. Hilary Duff is on there. What do 24-year-olds
care about? Like, you say you're not Hilary Duff, but what has Hilary Duff done in the last 15 years?
She is in a show called Younger. Have you not been watching it? Because it's so good.
She was dating a hockey player.
She was married to him. They're done.
They're
now,
not
though.
Anymore, Bobby. It's donezo.
She's looking for a new guy.
No, she has a boyfriend, unfortunately.
Demi Lovato was working at my gym the other day.
Yeah.
So?
Just working out. Like,
what's wrong with her?
Nothing. My point was she was just chilling, like working out with everybody else. Nobody even noticed that she was there.
Say hi?
Was she like taking a group class or training by herself?
A bit of both.
Wow.
There were a bunch of people there. Nobody even noticed she was there. It was cool. Made me like her. Like going, there was no rope off the gym.
Stars are just like us.
See?
Same thing.
I'm not like anybody. I'm weird. As the kids would say, I'm weird AF.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, not in any creepy way. Just, I don't even know how to date anymore. I'm done. I think I'm just going to call it.
What do you mean? Call it.
Never.
Never date?
Never. I think I'm just done.
That sounds like the dumbest idea ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Done. What do you think of Raymond? Raymond's walking in here. Tell me to cut the segment, because when he walks in, it's time for the segment to wrap it up. What do you think about this?
I don't think you have to go get it. I think it'll come to you.
Dang, if you build it, it'll come to you.
Just check your Twitter.
But Raymond, I'm 37 right now.
Yeah.
Your
deadline's 40.
But then what happens after 40?
Something's wrong with you.
Oh, so I have two more years.
There's a 44-year-old guy in the building that's totally single, never been married, and we all kind of look at him a little funny.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm.
Do people look at me funny, though?
No, you're still in your 30s.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Raymond.
Yep.
I have to go because Raymond walks in when we've gone over our time. So thank you, Morgan, number two.
Yep. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Do you know how many hours it takes to become friends with someone? Like, legit friends. Like, how much time do you think you have to spend?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And infinity?
Right before you die.
No. It takes 200 hours to become close friends. So
Just spending time together?
Mm-hmm. 50 hours of hanging out to become friends, 90 hours to become real friends, and then 200 hours to become close.
50 hours?
Just before they're no longer an acquaintance.
That's crazy. That's a lot of hours.
That is a lot. That's a long time.
Do you know how many hours we've been friends? I did the math.
Oh, you and boy. I?
Yeah.
How long?
Like 106,000 hours.
But to be fair, that's not true because we haven't been together all the hours that we've known each other. That's why I read that and go, wow, you have to be together 50 hours.
Oh, I was
hours.
Calculating us being together every hour of every single day that lasts.
I know. Wow. Although it feels like that, that's not really how
Amy put in days and nights.
Okay. You know, math is not my strength. The LA Rams, they become the first NFL team to have male cheerleaders. Mind blown. I had no idea the NFL didn't have male cheerleaders. Evidently, they've had male squad members that help with stunts and stuff, but this is the first time there have been actual male cheerleaders.
Isn't that the same thing? If you're out there helping the cheerleaders, you're a cheerleader.
No, for these male cheerleaders, it's a big deal. You're now getting recognized. You're no longer just the stunt person.
Well, good for them.
You're getting LA Rams leading the way. We'll see if other teams follow. For the 27th year in a row, the Labrador Retriever is America's favorite dog breed. 27 years.
America.
Other dogs.
Let's move on. Okay?
Yeah, let's find other dogs.
Number two, German Shepherds, 3 Golden Retrievers, then French Bulldogs, and then lastly, Bulldogs.
Those bulldogs, though, they're expensive because they get sick. Their faces, and they can't breathe.
That's right.
A lot of yeah.
Sinus issues.
I'm never getting another dog, by the way. Everybody asks me all the time, you get another dog?
They ask you that?
All the time.
Do you know what someone suggested we do for your birthday party?
Do not give me a dog.
Yeah,
no.
People are so crazy.
I know. But they wanted us to have like a party for you where we have dogs from the Humane Society
worst
or wherever,
I
and you get to play with all of them, and then you get to pick one to take home. And I was like, no.
I can't even see a dog without getting sad right now. There was a woman walking her dog up my road yesterday. And I was like, oh, I'm miserable without my dog. I've had my dog my whole adult life. I mean, not anymore. He's not live anymore. Can I do like dog tender in a few months? That's the tender I would get on. Yeah, it sucks, man. I was talking to a friend last night, and she was like, hey, how's it been since your dog? And I hadn't been thinking about it for like 8 hours, and it just set me back like a week. It was bad. It wasn't a good night. What else? Yay!
But you came in a 7 today.
Yeah, I did. I wrote a 7 on the board. I felt pretty good this morning waking up. Mostly it's about how I feel when I wake up. Like, I wake up, and I'm like, okay, he was good.
Yeah.
We're reading a good book. Been trying to distract myself.
Yeah,
what else? Watch Roseanne. It was good.
Yeah, well, Peeps flavored beer now exists.
Ooh. Two things I don't know much about, Peeps or beer.
Mm. Yeah, and it's purple with edible glitter.
Sounds gross.
And you can get beer it if you're into
smells
it.
Smells gross.
Tastes marshmallowy, obviously, and there's like 30 boxes of Peeps brewed with the beer.
Okay.
Mamie, that's my pile. The Bobby Bone Show.
I'm going to Las Vegas just a bit. Gonna get on an airplane and go party it up.
Viva Las Vegas!
Yeah. I have a stand-up show tonight in Vegas at the Golden Nugget.
Old Vegas, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't gamble anymore.
I know.
I mean, I did it like $10 a couple times ago.
$10?
And I was just, why don't I want to? I just don't get the rush off of it.
I remember you used to just have the luckiest streak ever, man.
Oh, yeah. Luck. Here's the thing about
go.
No. Let me explain to you guys something about luck, lucky streaks.
Okay, go ahead.
Especially with gamblers, because I was a real gambler for a long time. You only hear about the wins. You don't hear about the losses, so it always feels like the person's winning. I wouldn't come back and be like, man, guys, I had a disastrous weekend. I just lost.
No, I'm talking about where I'd be at a roulette table for like an hour, and I wouldn't win anything. You'd show up, put one chip on something, and you'd win a huge amount. I'm like, does that happen?
That's not how it works. It's never been like that. You've created this fake narrative in your head because I work hard in life, and things, you reap what you sow, good and bad. You think I also do that in gambling. That's not the truth.
But you would be like, put it on red. And it would go on red. And then you'd be like, 100. Okay, 100 more on red.
Next thing you know, only happened. It's happened less than it has happened.
Yeah, but I've seen it happen to you, and it's a lot.
I've seen it, and I remember we were at the Venetian like it was yesterday. And Bobby starts, and he puts a little bit out there on red. Mm-hmm. Hits. Lets it ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it out there. Hits. Lets it ride.
Of course.
Hits again. He did it 8 times in a row.
8.
And I mean, I
think that's a made up number by
now. No, I was there.
How much did you win?
It was
like $8 million.
$8 million. Thank you. Yeah.
See, that's what we remember.
See, but this is all in your mind. That's just not true. If I won all the time, why would I stop gambling?
I don't know. That's my question. Why did you stop?
I don't know why you stopped, because it was amazing.
Luckiest dude alive. Stop.
I was making some money playing poker. That's not really luck. And I stopped. I was just consumed. And no, I'm not lucky.
Yeah, and the games were like 24 hours long.
Yeah, it was terrible. But it was hard. Those games were hard work. That's why I liked them. It was just you had to stay in and be focused for long amounts of time. Yeah.
Vegas. Anyway, what are you doing in Vegas?
Just a stand-up show tonight. I'm not gambling. I guess some... Got some work to do.
Then go to the club or anything?
Mm-mm.
After the show?
Mm-mm.
You and Mike D? Bottle service?
Yep.
Think so. That bottle service is always stupid to me, too.
Yeah, it's so expensive for
nothing. Because Lunchbox used to go, let's get pop bottles.
You know how cool it is when they come through that club and they have the sparklers and everybody's like, oh, I wonder where that bottle's going. And they come to you and everybody's like, oh, they got bottle service. It is the best feeling.
It's only cool the person who's getting the bottle because no one else is thinking that. They're thinking they're ridiculously paying overpriced for these bottles.
Yeah. But when you're in the moment.
I'm not a big in the moment guy.
Just kidding.
General,
I've never had bottle service.
Yeah, you need to get lost in the moment, dude.
Yeah, never. Not a big in the moment guy.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Las Vegas with your
baby.
I love Vegas.
This just makes you want to shake.
Oh, Vegas, man.
It's a great place.
It's awesome, tiring
and it smells.
Like, I like the Las Vegas people that actually live there, the locals.
Me too. My brother used to live there, and it was weird that he, like, lived there, but he was like a cool, normal person.
I'm gonna tell you about this Lunchbox though. We would go to Vegas a lot.
I love that place.
And he loved Asian girls. Mm. It was a different one every trip.
That's right.
Every trip.
Bobby.
Amy, I'm not kidding. Box,
tell
I'm
me
not
more,
kidding.
Buns.
No fear.
I'm not.
Stop.
He loved the Asian girls. And every time he had one, it was just like...
I know, but I feel like every time it's a stretch.
Oh, yeah, and $8 million is too, knucklehead. So
okay.
let's
just pay that.
If we're all
okay.
Angry.
But no, but Lunchbox, would you say it was every time or close to every time?
Oh, it's pretty much every time. And go to the club one night, and the next night go to a different club, find a different one. That's how you do it.
But Eddie, I'm not kidding. That's what he used to do.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about a bad one.
Go ahead.
Went to the club... Got one. We're smooching. It's like, all right, let's go back to your hotel, and we can go all the way down to the Golden Nugget.
I remember this.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Go down to the Golden Nugget and got a buddy with me, and he's, you know, entertaining her cousin or whatever. She's from New York. And we're in the lobby. We're just making out, knock over one of those old trash cans.
Oh, you guys are going at
in
it.
The lobby.
Oh, we're going at it. Yeah, yeah. At it. I mean, we've been drinking.
This is
I mean, we are.
To even
no,
this
hear is
about.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
And all right, let's go upstairs. We get to the elevator, and her cousin's like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable with you guys coming up to the room. And I'm like, what? And so we went all the way to the Golden Nugget for nothing. And my buddy my buddy was just like, are you being serious right now? Like, we're nice guys. Like, we're not in her
yeah,
cousin.
That's what all no, the bad dudes
But
say.
Her cousin wanted me to go up. Like, the one I'm smooching with is like, yeah, come on up. And her cousin's like, no. She's like, I'm sorry. I got to respect my cousin.
I have a theory about this.
You go ahead.
Is that Lunchbox's girl told the cousin to say that to get her out of it.
Oh.
That's my theory.
Girl,
whoa,
no.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah. Hey, review the footage of that lobby. That she wasn't saying that. Woo.
Okay. I doubt we can find that from 20 years ago.
I mean, knocking over the trash
can. We
can't
get the footage from Hillary crashing into the building from this week in her car. Without getting fined.
Call the Nugget today.
Hey, you're
Golden
going there.
Nugget.
Ask them if they remember me. Get the tape from the lobby. Man.
But he used it. I'm telling you, this guy had a wild streak about
that
it.
That was his bad story. I mean, I had a bad one one time.
His bad story is that once it didn't work out.
That's
no,
it.
Like, that's my best story. I made it out in the lobby, guys.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and I might have ruined it for one of my buddies one time. We were at the club at the Wynn, and we're sitting there, and we're drinking, meeting these girls. There's one girl in the group. She's a real, real rude chick. And she comes up, and we're sitting there. It's towards the end of the night. We're getting places, and the one girl goes, hey, go get me some water. And I looked at her, and I said, go get your own water. Ruined it for everybody. Everybody went home alone. They got there. She was like, we're done.
Again,
we're
if out. That ruined it, that
ruined
wasn't
it.
What ruined
no,
it.
No, no, no. Because she was the rude one of the group, and so she influenced all her friends, and we were out, and one of my buddies was so mad at me. He's like, what were you doing? I was like, I was just annoyed by her all night, and then she tells me to go get her water. Go get your own water.
Again,
stupid.
They didn't want it anyway.
No, they wanted it.
Trust
me.
Him.
They wanted it.
I knew
it.
I knew it. I knew it.
Okay, well, anyway.
Man, the old nugget. Oof. That was a good time.
Say hi to that lobby for him.
I will.
They're up there.
Hey, see if you see. Hey, they may have a little plaque on that trash can. Lunchbox knocked this trash can over, making out with a chick.
All right. My crown fell off my tooth. I have a big hole in my head.
Man.
I know.
I saw that on your Instagram.
It's just gone. And so I don't have time to get to the dentist. Got to go to Vegas and Fresno. And so I just can't eat on the right side because I have no tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
I know. I wish I could have more teeth problems. Well, so that happened. This weekend, I don't know what you're doing, but our show obviously isn't on live. You can listen back to it, or you can listen to the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. And the guest this week is Jillian Jacklin, and it's in two parts because it was really good.
We've got all our reasons why.
New artist Jillian Jacklin. So get this, Aim. She goes, after she finishes college, her mom is living in Thailand, so she goes over to see her mom.
Uh-huh.
She's walking down the street, and there's a monk. They're in Thailand. A monk comes up to her.
This monk came up to me, and he was like, had this cell phone. He was talking to someone on the phone and he handed it to me. And this woman, she was like, he handed you the phone because he knows you can speak English. Our English teacher just broke her leg. Do you want to teach English at our school? I'm not kidding. And I was like, sure.
So she went and taught English to Thai kids at a school for months, right?
Amazing.
What?
Because a monk... You have to listen to this Bobbycast.
Wow.
I didn't speak Thai, so all they wanted me to do was read them English words. They wanted me to read to these kids in English and explain, like, you know, show a picture of a bug and say bug. Show a picture of a fork and say fork. Like, that kind of thing. They were, like, 6 and 7 years old.
So all of a sudden, a monk with a cell phone
fascinating.
Someone in the line says, I want to offer you a job as a teacher. She teaches English in Thailand. It's crazy. So, and sometimes people say, what's a podcast? It's just a different show. You just can't listen to it through the normal radio signal. So you can go to iHeartRadio, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and search BobbyCast, one word. Hear Jillian Jacklin, Red Akins, the controversial Morgan number two one that only Eddie made it controversial because he said I was talking crap behind
Big
his back.
Big time.
No, it wasn't behind your back. It was on podcast.
Yeah, I realized that later.
Yeah, search BobbyCast. Check him out. Listen this weekend. There's Kip Moore, Chris Stapleton, Dirk Bentley, all from my house.
Yeah! Bobby Bones.
Thank you for hanging with us. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm headed to Vegas to have a stand-up comedy show tonight. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com. Two in Fresno tomorrow night. Theater there, but they're both sold out. So
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'll be back Sunday. What's up with you?
We're taking our kids. They've been invited to their first ever birthday party.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going to that. And
foam party?
No.
That's what they did back in the day. Yeah.
It's at one of those trampoline parks, so I'm probably going to jump.
Oh, don't do it.
Guys, Amy's
it.
Coming back with something to hurt. Yeah. Yeah, good luck.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. Well, cool. Lunchbox weekend?
I've probably got baby stuff to do. I have a kid on the way, so I got to start getting that together. Got a room to put together. Got to buy some stuff. And
do you take as long naps on the weekend?
No, not as long, but I sleep in a little bit later, so I get a little more
rest.
So
you definitely get your time in.
Yeah, I definitely don't slack on the sleep.
I'll be.
Amy, have fun at your party.
Thank you. Yeah.
First birthday party.
Turn down for what?
Thank you very much. Hope your weekend's great. We'll see you Monday morning.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.